KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A new tactic at a Kamala Harris rally tonight in Erie, Pennsylvania, playing a video clip of Donald Trump talking about, if elected, possibly using the military against his opponents, which the crowd booed. Mr. Trump describing his critics as the enemy within.
You heard his words. You heard his words coming from him. He's talking about the enemy within Pennsylvania.
Two medical emergencies in the audience at a Trump Q&A in Oaks, Pennsylvania, led to it ending early. The room was warm.
Personally, I enjoy this. We lose weight. You know? No, you lose weight. We could do this, lose 4 or 5 pounds. It's okay with me.
After weeks of misinformation about the disaster response, some from Donald Trump, says ABC's Victor Akendo.
After receiving multiple threats, FEMA saying it has relocated its workers to secured centers, rather than going door to door in some communities decimated by Hurricane Helene.
This is ABC
President
News.
Biden has
several companies finding their products under fire because of some questionable designs.
Bath & Body Works says it didn't mean for its snowed-in scented candle to look like KKK robes as people online saw it. It was supposed to be a paper cutout of a snowflake. Bath & Body Works has pulled the candles and apologized, but some are wondering how a mistake like that could have happened, given how many layers of management would have to approve such a design. Heinz Ketchup recently got into similar trouble for an ad campaign in the UK that many said was reminiscent of stereotypical blackface. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A second man has been arrested in a deadly Michigan home invasion where police say they got into the place by posing as utility workers. And they killed a man inside his home Friday night. Police calling the killing very targeted. In Half Moon Bay outside San Francisco, a Minnesota horticulture teacher won his fourth world championship pumpkin way off. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about 24 people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and went on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 34-13 in front of nearly 78,000 fans at Lambeau Field in the rain. Jair Alexander asked how important it was for Green Bay to finally get back-to-back wins this season.
It's major. It's hard to win in this league and to, you know, get two in a row. I mean, that's even better. Now let's try to get three.
Romeo Doubs with two touchdown catches. Christian Watson with a 44-yard touchdown reception. interception in the south end zone. Is it true they drew that one up on the sidelines?
100%. I mean, that was something that we didn't even have a game plan. We knew we could take a shot. So, yeah, I mean, as soon as we called the play, I knew that it was coming.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in preseason action. College hoops, longtime Wisconsin basketball head coach Bo Ryan inducted last night into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
It was my supreme honor to coach you. I will cherish the memories we share for the rest of my life. Thank you.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with some showers around this evening, then overnight, some clearing with patchy frost possible. A low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny and highs around 50 tomorrow. A frost and freeze likely tomorrow night. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus the Wall Street Journal poll of economists back Harris's ideas, and Bob Woodward said Trump tried to reinstate himself 6 months after losing the election. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
21 days to Election Day. It's getting close. So, does Donald Trump have a 2024 blueprint for stealing the White House? I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Also, would a President Trump outlaw political dissent and criticism? And just how far will he go with vilifying dissent and criticism? We'll get into all those in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of our program, is Ron DeSantis preparing to abort the abortion measure on the ballot down in Florida? Also, a crazy alert. What could go wrong if Trump appoints Musk to be the Secretary of Cost Cutting? And in our third hour of the program, the new head of the NRA was involved in a gruesome cat killing when he was in college. And he's not the only one. Are Republicans a danger to America's pets? Also, heads up, my new book is out. You can order it, the Hidden History series. It's the last in the series, the 10th in the series. It's titled The Hidden History of the American Dream, The Demise of the Middle Class, and How to Rescue Our Future. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m., I will be doing a talk, about 45-minute talk, and then signing books at Powell's City of Books in Portland. So there you go. All right, so interestingly, Greg Palast may or may not drop by today. We're negotiating that right now. But he published a piece this morning, and I published a piece this morning that essentially said the same thing. You probably noticed that over the last 3 or 4 days, Donald Trump has been saying that we need to have the military out this fall. November, December, January, the military needs to be in the streets. Now, why would Donald Trump, of all people, be saying the military needs to be in the streets? I believe it's because he is planning to steal the election, and he knows that when he does, millions of Americans will pour out into the streets in protest, and he wants the military to put down those protests the same way that Pinochet did in 1973? No, I don't recall the year. Anyway, the same way Pinochet did, and and not just Pinochet, by the way. I mean, yeah, it was 73. Nate was right, and Putin does this. I mean, this is what dictators do. Shoot into the crowd, right? So how's he going to do this? What's his plan? Well, it's fairly straightforward. The 12th Amendment says unambiguously and was not altered by the new Electoral Count Act. The 12th Amendment says that if none of the candidates hits the majority of the submitted votes for president, which, you know, assuming every state's votes are actually submitted, would be 270 votes, Electoral College votes, then the election gets thrown to the House of Representatives. And the House of Representatives is right now controlled by Republicans, which raises a whole second issue, which, you know, I kind of start my article today. By the way, today's article is over at HartmanReport.com. It's free. Anybody can read it. Then you can share it with your friends. It's titled, Does Trump Have a 2024 Blueprint for Stealing the White House? And what I point out is that Donald Trump is campaigning in California, Colorado, and New York. Now, why would he be doing that? Well, my buddy and colleague, Michelangelo Signorelli, whose show follows this program right here on Sirius XM channel 127, the Progress channel, I was on his show last Friday, which is what prompted me to write this piece, because he said that he had heard, or one of his callers had heard, I'm not sure exactly where he got it from, that a right-wing talk show host, he thought it was Mark Levin, but he wasn't 100% certain, that a right-wing talk show host had said that Trump is campaigning in blue states because there are some really tight House races in those states. It turns out there's about a dozen really tight House races in California, Colorado, and New York State. And Trump wants to be sure that Mike Johnson is still the Speaker of the House. Now, the House of Representatives gets sworn in on January 3rd. The president gets certified on January 6th. Now, if the Democrats take the House, Hakeem Jeffries becomes the leader of the House of Representatives, and it's unlikely that he would go along with a scheme to refuse to accept the certification of the election. But, you know, the first and primary way that the election could be stolen is if Mike Johnson, keep in mind, Mike Johnson is the guy who organized the letter, wrote the letter, and went around and organized all of his colleagues to get 147 votes, not a majority of the House, it was certainly a majority of the Republicans, but it wasn't enough to vote January of 2021 to vote not to certify the election. Now, if he had been able to get every Republican to do that, it still would have been problematic because Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House at the time. But right now, Mike Johnson is Speaker of the House. And if he continues to be Speaker of the House, if he gets sworn in on January 3rd, then he could hold a vote on January 4th saying, we're not going to, on January, you know, leading up to January 6th, saying, we refuse certification. We're not going to recognize the ballots from, say, you know, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan, because we think there was voter fraud. And they're telegraphing this to us right now. Let's play this out. Mike Johnson comes out and says, you know, if he takes the House, if the Republicans take the House or hold the House, Mike Johnson comes out and says, you know, we're not going to vote to certify the president. And therefore, there is no certification by the House. So what happens? Well, it gets thrown to the Democrats would sue, and they would sue at the Supreme Court. And you've got six Republicans on the Supreme Court. Now, back in 2000, there was a five Republican majority on the Supreme Court. And, you know, something very similar happened. Down in Florida, the vote was in question. There was over 50,000 votes for Al Gore that Catherine Harris, the Secretary of State, the Florida Secretary of State, she worked for Jeb Bush, who was the brother of George W. Bush. Catherine Harris said, you know, I'm just not going to count these 50,000 votes for Al Gore. These were votes of people who had both punched the Al Gore button or hole in the punch card and written Al Gore on the card. The intent of the voter was clear. And the Supreme Court ruled a long time ago that intent of the voter is the only thing that matters. But she said, oh, no, these are spoiled ballots. She invented this whole brand new category out of thin air. So, you know, kind of word was out that Catherine Harris had rigged the election. And this is in addition to having thrown 90,000 African Americans off the voting rolls 3 months before the election. So, and all of that together was only able to get George Bush within, as I recall, 537 votes of the White House. So the Florida State Supreme Court said, you know, we're going to do a recount. And, of course, John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett went down to Florida to act as lawyers for the George W. Bush campaign. And you had the Brooks Brothers riot where they were pounding on the windows, where they were counting the votes and demanding that the vote counting stop. And so that's one scenario. The House refuses to vote, and so it goes to the Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court says, well, obviously we've got a problem here. Let's just invoke the 12th Amendment. And that throws the election to the House of Representatives. Well, under the 12th Amendment, each state has one vote. So there's 50 votes for president. Right now there are 26 states that are controlled by Republicans. So you'd have a 26 to 24 vote in favor of Donald Trump. Donald Trump becomes president. That's, you know, strategy one. Strategy two, which we're also seeing played out right now among Republicans, is gum up the works in the states. If you can get two or three or four states that look like they went for Kamala Harris, where the local officials refuse to certify the results, or even state officials refuse to certify the results, or state officials can't certify the results because the local officials refuse to certify the votes, then what happens? Once again, you've got a constitutional crisis. And once again, it gets thrown to the U.S. Supreme Court, where once again, I believe six Republicans will say, well, let's just invoke the 12th Amendment and throw this to the House. I mean, the founders had a solution for this. In fact, you know, it was the House of Representatives that decided the election of 1800 that put Thomas Jefferson in the White House. This is nothing new. It was the House of Representatives that decided the election that put John Adams' son, John Quincy Adams, in the White House. So, you know, this would not be the first time this has happened. And the Supreme Court loves precedent. So, as I said, I think this explains why Donald Trump is saying there's going to be riots in the streets. I think is that he knows that there are right wingers where if it's clear that Kamala Harris won, they will be in the streets. But I don't think Donald Trump wants riot police in the streets to deal with Proud Boys. I think he wants riot police in the streets to deal with, you know, what in 4 years ago was the pussy hats, you know, the young women wearing pink hats with the cat ears on them. You know, a million of them protesting at the White House, protesting the elevation of Donald Trump to the White House with a little help from Russia and Jill Stein. So I think he's just getting ready. What do you think? I got a couple of more news stories, and I'll pick up your calls in just a minute.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, Hartmann, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of your popular dog foods will use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise a red flag for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could have enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs eat ink. Your dog's results can will vary. Text fees may apply.
Made it all too real. Reagan's plan was simple. Give billionaires a break while the middle class got the hit they couldn't shake.
Now Trump's dog's got a new steed. Says tips should be free, but it's not for the workers. No, that's not the key. Hedge funds and bankers, they're the ones who score. Reclassify those bonuses and they'll pay no more.
It's Trump's tax-free to the scheme of billionaires' delight. Turning bonuses to tips, keeping profits out of sight. Will it help the workers or just the ones on top? In Trump's world of loopholes,
and
the rich
back.
Don't ever
stop. Harris says tips.
Just remarkable stuff here. Radical left lunatics on election day. This is what Donald Trump is claiming is going to happen. He wants the National Guard deployed, and who knows, in some Republican states there may be. This may happen. This is what Trump said on Fox so-called news. He was talking, he said, the enemy within, from within, is more dangerous than China, Russia, and all these countries. I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within. We have some really bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. It should be very easily handled by if necessary, by National Guard, or if by necessary, by the military, because they can't let that happen. Really? He said the thing that's tougher to handle are these lunatics that we have inside. And then he goes on to say, again, he wants the military to deal with this. He said the thing that's tougher to handle are these lunatics that we have inside, like Adam Schiff. I call him the enemy from within. And he went on to say November 5th is going to be Liberation Day, saying that the United States is an occupied country. Of course, we all know what that means. It means that there are black and brown people in this country. This is just nuts. One of Harris's people, senior campaign spokesman Ian Sams, said, quote, Trump is suggesting that his fellow Americans are worse enemies than foreign adversaries and saying he'd use the military against them. Taken with his vow to be dictator on day one, calls for the termination of the Constitution and plans to surround himself with sycophants who will give him unchecked, unprecedented power. This should alarm every American who is concerned about their freedom and security. What Donald Trump is promising is dangerous. Yeah, you think. And then, you know, some of his rallygoers are even starting to get disgusted with his demands for revenge. I mean, this guy is going full Hitler, and he's not even in power yet. He says, Pennsylvania Trump supporter Walt Buckman. He told NBC News that the best way for Trump to get revenge would be to succeed in the economy. Right? He said, getting even should not be in the playbook. Is revenge a good thing? It's not a good thing. And then another Trump supporter said, I think people like drain the swamp. I don't think he should sink to their level. But Ruth Bendigiat says, this is what Trump is doing. He's doing very intentionally. This is right out of the authoritarian playbook. She said, as autocrats consolidate their power once they're in office, anything that threatens their power or exposes their corruption or releases information that's harmful to them in any way becomes illegal. And now we've got, Mike Flynn, the former general, who's now like a QAnon star, is calling Kamala Harris an enemy of America and saying we are at war, and was reportedly asked if he would consider executing the swamp. Right. He says, there's a way to get after this, but we have to win first. These people are already up to no good, so we got to win first. We win, and then Katie bar the door. Believe me, the gates of hell, my hell will be unleashed. I'm concerned. Are you? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back with your calls after this. It's 27 minutes past the day. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught Cotton treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help.
They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. Has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartmann here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartmann program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartmann.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
In the heart of every nation, where freedom's flame ignites, there's a beacon.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Mark in the nation of Colombia in South America. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call here from South America. You're talking about Trump trying to steal the election. Well, I think there's something going on right now that is kind of setting the groundwork, and that is Trump's recent inexplicable rise in the polls. I mean, NBC came out with a poll saying, oh, you know, the election's deadlocked, 48-48. And what they're doing is they're flooding the poll averages with these right-wing polls and these real suspect polls to artificially inflate Trump's numbers. Now, why would they do that? Wouldn't that encourage more Kamala voters to come to the poll in a panic? Well, I think the underlying reason for this is that when Trump loses, it sets the stage for him to call the election rigged, because he can say, hey, look, I was going up in the polls, I was winning in the polls, the election must have been rigged.
I agree.
I mean, there's no other explanation for it.
Right. I agree. And although I am troubled by this, first of all, your analysis is accurate if you're looking at the polls that are aggregators, like 538, where they take like 30 different polls and they aggregate them. Because there's a bunch of right-wing polls out there that are explicitly Republican polls that are just BS. I mean, they're like online polls and stuff like that. They're no good, and they're all pro-Trump. And so yes, that could be doing that. But the NBC poll is not. In fact, I listened to an interview last week with the head of the NBC polling, you know, the company that does the polling for NBC. And came away pretty impressed that they're doing a very, very thorough job. I think the other concern is that when people learn that Donald Trump is doing well in the polls, they start, there's this thing called the bandwagon effect. They start thinking, well, you know, if my fellow voters are in favor of him, he can't be the monster that the Democrats are portraying him as, because he wouldn't be, you know, he wouldn't have half of America ready to vote for him. So,
well, what is the explanation? What is the explanation? I mean, what has he done in the last two or three weeks to warrant some kind of rise in the poll? Did he do something fantastic? Did he come out with some new policy? No, he's just talking gibberish and nonsense like he always does. So why, in your opinion, why would this have this sudden rise in the poll when he has done nothing to warrant it?
I think it's two things. Number one, he has been dominating the news media. The media has been spending all their time talking about Trump and Pets and Springfield and the, you know, all his lies and stuff, but as a result, they're not talking about Kamala Harris or Tim Walz. They're not talking about policy. They're not talking about Project 2025. So that helps Trump, number one. And I think also, you know, the billionaires' money is starting to hit the airwaves. Well, you're seeing in swing states, you know, I've seen the ads on YouTube. I haven't, you know, we don't get them here in Portland, but we're certainly seeing, you know, right-wing billionaire ads here in Portland, because we've got one of the most heavily contested House races, where Janelle Bynum, who is a good Democrat and has been endorsed by our local paper, The Oregonian, is just being ripped to shreds for being a black woman, for, you know, having for a couple of her votes in the House of Representatives, just being ripped to shreds with ads that, I mean, literally, in a one-hour news show on MSNBC, you might see seven of these ads. It's just, I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming. And in the swing states, the ads are against Kamala Harris. And they're, you know, she had an affair with Willie Brown, that very black man. And, she's a communist. And she let some bad guy go when she was the district attorney. I mean, you can always find something, right? And they're just vilifying her like there's no tomorrow. So I think it's a combination of $6 billion in dark money hitting, you know, at the same time that Trump is doing, the media is doing what they always do, which is chase the shiny object, which, you know, Donald Trump. This is how he became president in 2016.
So that's what I think is going on, Mark.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, what does that say about the intellect of our electorate that they can be swayed by such obvious, obvious propaganda commercials like that?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Louise made this comment to me yesterday. The thing that is most depressing to her about this election is not that Donald Trump might win, but that our fellow Americans, that millions of, whether he wins or loses, millions, tens of millions of Americans are going to vote for him. You know, what does that say about the American electorate? It's a real tragedy. And, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of it is about racism, a lot of it is about fear, and a lot of it is about just people don't pay attention. Mark, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to us down there in South America. I appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what do you want to talk about in your one call this week? We limit callers to one time a week, you realize.
Bless you, Tom. Here's the deal. I just want to report that Ralph Nader broke some news yesterday on his program from Pacifica Radio, saying that Bibi Netanyahu did indeed lure Hamas to the October 7th attack. But moving on from that to your alarming news this morning about Trump bringing out, wanting the National Guard to go after lefties like us. Isn't it time that we pull the emergency cord and get those 280 million votes from Taylor Swift into Kamala Harris's column? Your comment, sir.
Yeah, that's up to Taylor Swift. It's not up to me. And like I've said before, I think, you know, celebrity endorsements are over, the impact of them are overestimated, but it certainly wouldn't hurt if she came out and endorsed, I mean, Stevie Nicks just did this song, you know, The Lighthouse, that just rips Trump, I mean, explicitly. But I don't think Stevie Nicks is followed by the younger generation the way Taylor Swift is. So, yeah, I think you've got a point there, Larry. You know, if you're in Los Angeles, if you have any ins with anybody who knows Taylor Swift, pass it along. Larry, thanks for the call. James in Muskegon, Michigan. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Two things, Tom. First off, the Supreme Court is about ready to destroy the NRLB. The last time there was
National Labor Relations
Union. Yep, national. Yes. In 1995, there was a case I was involved in that went to the Supreme Court. And it was a pro-union, pro-NRLB, pro-worker decision called NRLB First versus Town and Country Electric. Mm-hmm. And it was a 9-0 decision, and Clarence Thomas also voted in the affirmative. That case is about to be overturned, and it's in the process of the federal courts right now where the billionaires have filed the suit to destroy the NRLB and its ability to make decisions.
Didn't one of Elon yes. Musk's companies file this suit?
Yes.
Was it SpaceX?
One other billionaire.
Am I remembering correctly?
It's in the federal courts.
Right.
And there's already a federal judge that's ruled against the NRLB.
Yeah, James, and please correct me if I'm wrong, their argument is similar to the argument that succeeded in the Supreme Court last term about the Environmental Protection Agency to some extent, which is that the NLRB's powers should be limited to what the law explicitly says they can do, as opposed to, you know, the Chevron doctrine, which says that they can make up their own mind about, you know, how they're going to fulfill the mandate that legislation that created them gives them.
Yes, and in the Town and Country decision, they cite Chevron as the reason they voted in favor of the National Labor Relations Board.
Exactly.
And the way this, it's scary because that'll just steal away. But the other thing I wanted to tell you, I bought 66 of your new books.
Whoa.
The Hidden History of the American Dream. And I've already handed out 20 of them, and the reports I'm getting back are fantastic.
Well, thank you, James.
It's an eye-opener. I'm going to probably buy more. I'm just suggesting to your readers, if they want to help with this thing, they need to buy more than one of this book. It is that good. It lays out exactly what they've done to the working class in this country. And if they do away with the NLRB's ability to support workers, we're really screwed. And Donald Trump has done that with his Supreme Court.
I agree.
So that's my, it's scary.
Yeah. Well, James, thank you for the kind words. I do think that of the 10 books in this series, that this is the best one. So I'm with you. James, thank you so much. And bless you for sharing.
I bought
that.
Them all, so this one is by far the best.
Thank you, James.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, a place where despair is not an option. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the conservative weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your thoughts. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, the undeclared war against the middle class and what we can do about it, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to be to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. So give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. Use the code Tom to get your free month supply of Superbearing and to get 15% off. Superbearing.com, code Tom.
The fanist doctrine went down in flames, and billionaires started playing the games. Clinton signed the Telecom Act, the right-wing stations were all intact. They bought up the airwaves coast to coast and put on the voices they loved the most. Radio silence, where did the progressives go? The airwaves filled with hate, but nobody seemed to know.
Well, the progressives are right here. It's 51 minutes. I realize we're numerous, you know, numerically smaller, but we're still here. Picking up your calls here, 51 minutes past the hour. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Yeah, Trump and his regime or administration, they will almost certainly quash dissent. But it's not going to happen, like, abruptly, because the people below him, his advisors, his cadre, they're too smart. They're too smart for that. And let me put it this way. There was a caller earlier talking about he's suspicious of Trump's rise in the polls. Yes, they are. I'm not so sure if the media is trying to make a dog race out of it, but his advisors are certainly trying to exploit that tendency, right, to inflate his chances. And I can tell. Here's how I can tell. Because Trump himself is very agitated by the advice he's getting. However, he has ran a much more disciplined campaign this time. We got to give credit to the dictator where credit is due. Mm-hmm. He has ran a much more – and the premise of his campaign is I'm the devil you know, she's the devil you don't, the economy's in turmoil, the board, you know, the country's under threat, right? Yeah. It's typical authoritarian.
It's an old shtick. I agree with you that he's not. I don't think he's going to go fascist day one. I think he's going to do it the same way that Vladimir Putin and Viktor Orban did, which he's already said he's going to do, by the way, which is to change the libel laws. He's going to change the law. You know, he's going to basically overturn the Times versus Sullivan Supreme Court case from the 1950s. And write a law or pass a law that says, or even, I don't know, executive order, whatever, that says that public officials can sue for libel. And then anybody who ever wrote anything bad about Donald Trump, which could include, you know, me here on this program and all of my public writings, or even you, Dave, if you've published anything on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, we would be sued basically into bankruptcy. And this is what happened in Hungary when Viktor Orban did this, and he wiped out the independent media. He destroyed financially, destroyed hundreds of journalists. Putin did the same thing. And then after they've done that, after there's no longer any press that can report on what they're up to, then they criminalize dissent. You know, so first they basically, you know, they do it by civil action, and then they do it by criminal action. But You know, yeah, I'm with you, Dave. Thank you very much. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Tom, how are you? Well, you just caught me as I'm about to go into physical therapy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But let me. No, please. This is very important. Please, Trump trying to steal the election. And I'm with you 100% spot on. Because when you look at these polls, as some of your earlier callers have stated, and you look at the reality of what's going on, more and more Republicans are flocking away from Trump and going towards Harris.
Right.
So it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever that there's a 48% on each side. It's inconsistent.
Yeah.
And when you have also, when it comes to the abortion issue, which Ms. Harris is strong upon, there's something floating around social media that's pointing out that the real reason and the real truth Republicans wants to stop Roe v. Wade and stop abortions whatsoever is that when Roe v. Wade came out, it put a stop to these Neanderthals, if I can use that term, from treating women and forcing them to be reproductive slaves. They were able to make decisions about their own health and their own body, and that is why it's going on. It was never, ever about saving the unborn, because Lord knows, and we all know, the actions going on is hurting and killing the unborn, the violence, yeah. The hate.
Well, and not just the unborn, the born. I mean, if these people really cared that much about fetuses because they have the potential to be humans, why are they opposed to feeding them and housing them and caring for them and giving them medical care and educating them once they become humans? It's not about human beings or potential human beings. It's about either loyalty to a religion, and I think that that's probably about half of it, you know, the Catholics and the fundamentalist Protestants out there. And then, you know, disempowering women. I'm with you, Michael. Michael, thank you very much. Chuck in Chicago. Hey, Chuck, got just about a minute here. A real quick one.
Yep, real quick. I have every confidence Harris will win. When I have every confidence they won't accept it. My question is, what is the Justice Department, Milquetoast Garland, or the Biden administration doing? Are they even getting a plan together to counter what's going to happen, or are they just going to let it happen and roll over?
Well, I'm assuming that they do, and that they will, and that they are. I mean, they have to know what's going on. The FBI's got its ear to the ground. But I share your concern about Mr. Milquetoast. I really do.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
You know, it's, I mean, if Garland had prosecuted Trump back, you know, when he was sworn into office in January of 2021, and there was certainly more than enough evidence to prosecute him, hell, they could have prosecuted his entire family. Remember Ivanka doing ads for Goya Foods from the White House? That's a violation of the Hatch Act.
Also,
that's you go to jail for that.
And they also didn't do anything until the January 6th Commission forced them to.
Yeah, shamed them into it. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you, Chuck. And Trump has just, you know, played them like a fiddle. Chuck, thanks for the call. Coming up in the next hour is Ron DeSantis preparing to abort the abortion measure. And also, hurricane recovery efforts in North Carolina are being hampered by, you guessed it, Trump armed forces.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies. They're wild-caught cotton skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can't.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin's 2nd District. We're going to be talking about what's at stake for you economically in the upcoming election. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.